very few things to actually say actually personally, but just give you some points and do a little instruction. Psalm 143, we're talking about things we know, and we are going to just talk about things we know tonight. And this is lesson three, is we can know the path to go on. I do not think it's God's will that we walk in darkness and not know what we're supposed to do in our lives. I don't think that's the will of God. I don't think that's generally biblical. I think there's periods of that. We'll explain that a little bit tonight. But in general, we'll find a lot of verses that talk about people knowing what to do. Remember, God is not the author of confusion. Amen. Okay, God is not the author of confusion. And that's not God's way. And the devil likes to confuse us. And I could preach a whole sermon on my last two verses that aren't even part of a point, and I just will touch on it. But it's very important that we realize that we can know the path to go in life. Psalm 143, we'll just start there, and we'll be mostly in Psalms and Proverbs tonight. And verse 6, it says, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee, as a thirsty land, Selah. So, just want to get you context. This is someone who is longing for God, whose soul is thirsting for God, who's stretching forth his hand unto God. I want to say, when you're far from God, there's confusion in every evil work. When you're close to God, when you're longing for God, every believer does not have the same clarity. Okay? Psalm 143, and we see verse 6, this is a spiritual person who's thirsting after God. Verse 7, hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like those that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. For out of mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. This person had a prayer, David here. He has a prayer for the Lord to guide him in the right way. He says, cause me, verse 8, to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. For in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. Cause me to know that. Verse 10, teach me to do thy will. For thou art my God, thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Verse 11, for thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. It's just, take me, lead me, guide me where I go, because I'm trusting in you. All right, let's pray together. Lord, show us your truth about the path we should go on. I pray, Lord, that the Spirit of God would move powerfully, Father. I pray that he would give us wisdom. I pray, Lord, that I would not get in the way of your truth tonight. Lord, we have a lot of scripture, a lot of verses. I pray that we'd see with clarity what we ought to do with our lives. And I pray, Lord, that you would show us that we can know the way to go and the path to go on and the life to live and where to go and what to do. I pray, Lord, that you would show me in a great, powerful way what you want me to preach and what you want me to say. And I just pray that your hand would be upon this message in Jesus' name. Amen. People sometimes think that knowing what to do and what the will of God is a personality type. But it's not. I understand there are people who are indecisive, and there are people who aren't confident. But I think a lot of the time, I know some very humble, meek, quiet people who live very assured, directed, knowing what to do in lives. And there's people who are very bold and I am going to do this. And both of them lead the same way. I've met some very, very humble missionaries who would wash your feet and would seem like that they don't have any reason that you should ask them a single question. They're just very meek, humble people who think they're the lowest of all, yet they are absolutely clear in the will of God and what they're supposed to be doing in life, and they live that way. Rick Martin is like that, who I'll be with. And he's like that. Why? Not because of a personality type. It's because the Lord brings you light. And light makes you see where to go. I've seen people who are very confident and very sure of themselves and sure of where they're going and sure where God wanted them to go. I've watched them get away from God, and I've watched them indecisive to the point of paralyzation in their life. Why? Because they didn't have God's guidance anymore. They didn't have God showing them what to do. I think that if you start off your life, just first of all, just being close to God, things become clear. Now, what you'll think when you're not close to God is, I can't do that. I have too many things in my way. I'm so confused. I don't know what I need. The devil is going to flush you with confusion. That's what the devil does. And the path is actually pretty clear what you need to do. Someone godly would tell you the path. You just won't believe it. Well, here's what you need to do. Stop doing that. And then go to church and read your Bible. Confess your sins. Pray. Get away from that bad crowd. It's not that easy. Yeah, it is. No, it's not. I'm so confused right now. I just don't know what to do. I just told you what to do. The Bible says what to do. But no, you don't understand. It's not that simple. It is. God's not the author of confusion. But when you're away from God, you live a life of not knowing what to do. Your desire doesn't matter because you don't even know how to get to your desire. You know what you want. You just don't know how to get there. Why? Because God's not showing you the way. Just a few thoughts here. Number one, we can know the path to go by prayer. We just read these verses. They're prayer verses. Talking to God. Cause me to hear, verse 8, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. So help me to know the way I should walk in. Let's go to Psalm 27. We ask God what path to go on. And this is very clear in the Bible, and it's pretty simple. Just say, Lord, I don't know what to do. Show me what to do. Psalm 27 and verse 11. It says, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of mine enemies. Lead me in the plain path. You know what's interesting? I just happened to look up that word plain. Very interesting word. It means a big mound that sticks up. It's like a mountain. It's lead me. Actually, no, there's two different verses. That's a verse later. A plain path. There's two words. We're going to get to that one later. This verse here, a plain path, means a straight and unswerving path. It's level is what it means. It means level and unswerving. And so lead me in a path that just I know what to do and I'm not going to be confused in. So it's a prayer. Lord, lead me in this and ask God for wisdom. Now, you'll be shocked how fast God will do that. I've seen, and it doesn't matter what your question is, because the next verse we'll read, and let's just go ahead and turn, keep your finger in Psalms because we'll be back there, but James 1. It's amazing how fast God does that. Somebody prays, Lord, show me what to do. And you'll be shocked how fast things will change. Somebody will say, Lord, should I keep living to that person? That person the next day will flip out and become crazy. It'll be clear as anything. Or that day, some godly person is going to give you a call and say, you know, are you still doing this? I don't think you should be doing that. God wants you to do the right path. He wants you to know what to do. When you ask him, if you just take a look, you'll find he promises he'll give you that. But you got to pray about it. You got to ask him for wisdom. James chapter 1 and verse 5, great verses about this. Verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. They give it to all men liberally, freely. He heaps it out to you. And upbraideth not. That means he doesn't lecture you and get on your case for asking. And it shall be given him. That's a God's promise. God cannot lie. If you ask for wisdom, it shall be given to you. That's a promise. It's going to happen. As long as you do what's asked next. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So it's all connected. You say, Lord, you ask for wisdom. You said he'd give it. I believe you. You believe God. That's what he says to do. If you doubt, don't get it. Because you're a double-minded man, and it's not just in wisdom. In your whole life, you'll be unstable because you're double-minded. I don't know. Maybe, I should do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going back to this. You're unstable in all your ways. That God says don't do that. Pick something, ask God for wisdom, and go with it. And believe God gave you the wisdom because he promised he would. And God, so you got to ask, first of all, we know the path to go by prayer. So we can know what path to go on because we can ask God and he will give us the wisdom we need. Number two, true wisdom is often the direction God gives to guide us. True wisdom is often the direction that God gives to guide us. Let's go to Proverbs. This is so big. So big. Let's go to Proverbs 1. Proverbs is a book of principles. Now, let me just take just a minute to teach you about principles. If you lived a principle life, you will not have to make as many decisions. Okay? Principle is seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's a principle. In my life, my principle of my life is seeking God's kingdom first. Okay? That principle is going to make a whole bunch of decisions for me. Here's a job. You want to work on, you have to work on Sunday. No, I seek God's kingdom first. I don't decide. I never decide if I'm going to work on Sunday. Well, I do now. I do all the time. But I never decide if I'm going to work on Sunday when I was working on a secular job. I didn't decide that. The principle, I decided to follow the principle. The principle made all the decisions for me. Okay? So if I had the principle that be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Okay, that's the principle of the Bible. It says don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Okay, I believe and accept that I'm going to live by that principle. Now, should I marry her? Is she a Christian? No. It's hard to decide. I don't have to decide every time. Because all of a sudden I'll say, oh, she's beautiful. Oh, man, her dad's a billionaire with terminal cancer. Ooh, I don't have to decide all things like that. Okay? I don't have to think it through every single time. Because when you have to think your decision through every time, it's very hard to make the right decision. So when you live by principles and you understand principles, the principles make a whole bunch of decisions, then every once in a long while, you come to something that's not a principle and you go out and you say, okay, Lord, I need wisdom for this. But if you live by a principle life, thou shalt not steal. Oh, the boss isn't looking and he left his money out. Should I steal it? You don't have to decide. The principal already decided it for you. Should I go to church? Yeah, people who decide whether they're going to go to church every week are totally unfaithful to church. I never decide. I have not decided if I'm going to go to church. I have not decided if I'm going to go to church for 25 years, 28 years probably. I go to church. I never wake up and say, do I feel like going to church today? I have not missed a single service for anything since I've started this church. Over 16 years ago, I've not missed a single service for anything. Okay? When nobody came and nobody knew I was coming or not, I was there. Why? Because I decided I'd go to church. I understand if I was in the hospital with bubonic plague and had fleas jumping all over me. Okay, I wouldn't come to church and give you all that. Unless you didn't feel bad for me or something. But I wouldn't do that. Now, but I understand that, but principles decide things. So Proverbs is a book of principles. It's going to give you a bunch of wisdom to live by. And once you have the wisdom of Proverbs, a whole batch of decisions in life. Once you think like God, you automatically know the way. When you have wisdom and you see life through God's lenses of wisdom and you know the book of Proverbs, most things in life, most Christians who really know God and know the Bible, you could ask 100 godly Christians, what should I do about this? And 100 godly Christians are going to say this. It's obvious. The ones who know God. Why? Because wisdom makes most of your choices for you. Wisdom says, don't do this. But people who don't have principles in their life, and it's situational ethics, they usually live lives of regret and lives of trouble. And usually the biggest things they need to know is, how do I get myself out of this mess? I'm in a mess again. I'm in a mess again. I'm in a mess again. And they usually don't know that they just don't have wisdom. They just think they're really unlucky. but principles. And so Proverbs is going to tell us, I'm going to make most of the decisions for you. I'm going to tell you what to do. I, wisdom, am going to tell you what to do in life. If you'll follow me, you're going to be blessed. If you don't follow me, you're going to always be messed up. So follow wisdom. Wisdom will make show you the right path to be on. Wisdom shows you all those things. Proverbs chapter 1, let's start at verse 2. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. To know wisdom and instruction is going to tell us how to know these things, both wisdom and instruction. To receive instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment and equity. To give subtlety, that's cleverness and knowing what to do to the simple. To the young man, knowledge and discretion. Discretion tells you what to do ahead of time. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain into wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. Now, the whole book of Proverbs is going to take a lot of time and say, wisdom is going to keep you from this. Wisdom is going to lead you into this. Wisdom is going to give you this treasure. Or not following wisdom is going to bring you this destruction. Because wisdom usually makes decisions for you and gives you most of the right path to be on. Proverbs 23, verse 19. It says, hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Next verse. Be not among winebibbers. There's some wisdom. Don't be around people who are drinking alcohol. Okay? Two wise people in this room who have wisdom, you say, of course. Temptation and trouble. To me, who grew up around alcohol my whole life, grew up drinking young, grew up with the men around me were all, every adult male around me gave me alcohol. Okay? Grew up like that. Okay? Drinking up until I became a Christian as a teenager and started drinking pretty regularly. And I started off just drinking to get drunk, and then I started drinking. Okay? Did you know I have not had a single temptation to drink alcohol pushing 3 decades? Do you know if you put alcohol in front of me, I'd say, I've taken many people's alcohol and poured it out. Okay? It doesn't tempt me. Why? Because one reason is because I never am around drinkers. But I betcha, I know myself. there are literal cell differences to children of alcoholics, which I am. There's cellular difference in your cells. I probably could very easily become an alcoholic if I hung around drinkers. Probably very easily. However, I am not an alcoholic. I have no desire for alcohol. When nobody's not looking, I never say, I just want to go get a drink of beer. It doesn't hit me at all. Why? Because I don't hang around alcohol. I don't hang around drinkers. I don't like going to restaurants. When I go in a restaurant, I don't like sitting where there's a bar in there. I don't go to Red Robin. I don't go to Applebee's. Because there's a bar right in the middle of the restaurant. I don't want to sit by the bar. I don't want to be among winebibbers. Now, I think it's a sin every once in a while. Somebody says, please, can I take you to there? I'll say, let's go see if there's a corner away from the bar. And I might find a corner away from the bar in the restaurant. And I've done that and stuff, but I don't prefer to go to a place like that. I don't like dark places. It's biblical, by the way. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. That's why bars are dark. I say, with that. Why? Because wisdom tells me it'd be foolish of me to do that. Well, aren't you strong enough? Maybe, but I'm wise enough not to test it. It's like me saying, you know what? I think I can catch my kid if he jumped out the window. Let's try it. How about we don't and just figure I could have? Why would you? Wisdom gives you a lot of right choices and just makes it easier. So it says here, this verse is interesting. It says, It's verse 19. It says, "Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way." So you're going to get the wisdom, and you're going to do it. I want to say this. A lot of people have the wisdom inside of them to do the right thing. But they're what's called a fool because they simply don't want to pay the price to be wise. And people, when they're like that, what they generally do is they look at wise people and think wise people are just a little overboard. And they're a lot luckier than them. That's what they think. Well, yeah, but that's you. If you ever get wise, you will hear that statement a lot. Well, that's just you. I'm not like you. Right? You're right. And there, when I was foolish in my life, when somebody wise told me what to do, I thought, they just don't understand. I'm just not like them at all. And I didn't do what they said because I was a fool. And because... And by the way, I kept paying for my stupidity. And so wisdom says, do this. And then wisdom says, if you do it, you're going to be blessed. If you don't do it, I'm going to laugh at you and mock at your calamity, it says in Proverbs 1. And so there's a lot of verses about that. So your decisions are made by being wise. You might even know what you need to do, but you might still go for advice. I was just talking to a wise veteran pastor recently. And in our conversation, he's saying, you know, most people come to me already know what to do. They just, and the Bible says, counsel in the heart of man is like a deep well, and a man of understanding will draw it out. The problem is, what they know they need to do is hard, so they're coming to me to find another way to get where they need to go that's not the hard way. That's what their counsel is for. And it's hard to find the other way when the way's obvious. The way's obvious. Wisdom is going to tell you the right path. It's just a matter of whether you want to do it. Let's go to Proverbs 1. So I establish that principle, and let me just kind of read a bunch of verses on that. Proverbs 1:15. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, the evil people. Refrain thy foot from their path. Who you hang around determines who you are, usually. Proverbs chapter 2. And verse 20, it says that thou mayest walk in the way of good men. You want to know what way? Follow good men and keep the path of the righteous. Chapter 4 and verse 14, enter not into the path of the wicked, nor go in the way of evil men. That's pretty simple. You want to know what path to take? Proverbs is telling you. Watch and say, they're wicked people. I'm not going to be on their path. You just got a whole bunch of decisions made. I don't want to be like them. And you look at somebody else and say, you know what? They got it together. I want to be like them. And then you follow their path. And you got a whole bunch of decisions made. And why do we have this thing in America where we can't follow anybody? Well, I only follow God. Well, God tells you to follow men. Follow me as I follow Christ. Be followers of me. Be followers, Paul would name people, be followers of them. Why? Because they obviously, here's this guy who makes $30,000 a year and he has no bills, he's out of debt, and he's way ahead financially. And you say, what do you do with your money? How do you do that? And you do what he did and you'll probably be okay. Then there's somebody else and he's got a he's an addict. His marriage is a wreck. His kids hate him. His kids are in jail. He's doing drugs, and he's financially broke, and he can't keep a job. Now, here's a good idea. Don't do what he does. You say, what did he do? Well, I'm not going to do that. That makes your decisions. The way is clear in that way. Let's go to Proverbs 10. So I'm saying... There's principles here that just make a lot of decisions for you. The way is made clear in Proverbs. A lot of the wisdom that God gives you, a lot of the direction God gives you is just simply wisdom. is just simply wisdom. Proverbs, okay, let's just illustrate this. I cannot tell you how many times I've seen someone get a new job and go get an expensive car with an expensive car payment. Can't tell you how many times I've seen that. Now, but I'm making $75,000 a year. I can afford a $400 car payment. Prove it. Make the payments ahead of time. And by the way, make your full coverage you're going to have now payments too. Amen. That's wisdom. So we see that wisdom is going to make that decision for me. I say, you know what? I've seen a bunch of people who've done that. I'm not going to do that. Do I need to say, oh God, I've got this great deal in this car. I now make $75,000 a year now. Shall I buy this car? Wisdom would just say, just wait a minute. Drive your junker for a while longer till it dies. Just take your... So in other words, because you've seen that, wisdom's going to help you make a decision here, and it's going to help you do that. Okay? My friend got kicked out of his apartment, got evicted, and he has no place to live. You know what? I've got an extra bedroom. And you know, he's had a lot of legal problems, but you know, he's got to live somewhere. He has to live somewhere. But you know how many times I've watched that? By the way, I've watched that same play, different actors, 100 times. And then when they get evicted, because the person they have staying in their house, they say, well, I was just trying to be nice. But wisdom said that's foolish. Don't do it. Wisdom's going to tell you don't do that. Say, God bless you. I'm praying for you, man. And you know what? You need me to help you to get you some numbers for some places to call to get shelter. Or to get, I'll help you find a. I'll collect all the numbers for you. Be compassionate. Be nice. But wisdom's going to make that choice for me. And it's a lot easier when you have wisdom telling you what to do. And wisdom, it cries in the street. And Proverbs gives it to you. So wisdom, let wisdom make choices. Let me just go on. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 16. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life, but the fruit of the wicked to sin. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof erreth. So there's some wisdom there. Proverbs chapter 12. So let wisdom make most of your decisions. Let principles make your decision. Verse 28. In the way of righteousness is life, but in the pathway thereof there is no death. There's two different paths. And those paths will make your choices. Proverbs 21 and verse 16. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. There's a way of understanding. If you wander out of it, you're in big trouble. And then 22:5. Thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. That means perverted. He that doth keep his soul shall be far from them. And so let wisdom show you that there are ways of righteousness, there are ways of wickedness. Okay? And there are ways of wisdom. And so the path of wisdom, when 10 wise people in your life say that is not a good decision, you're not handling this right. When Proverbs says this is the way to do things, but I might be an exception. Fools expect to be exceptions. And they're right 1 out of 10 times. But the other 9 times have got them so messed up that the one time doesn't make any difference. And 1 out of 10 times, a person who makes wise decisions will go through hardships. It's like the guy who goes to a casino. But one night I won $1,000. How much you spend a night? Oh, $300-$400. How often do you go? Every night? Have you done the math of that? Do you understand it's a big, pretty, shiny building that costs a lot of money? They win more than they lose? Think about it. And say, you know what? Just because I get lucky with my bad decision 1 every 10 tries doesn't mean I should live that way. And some people don't ever overdose. And some do. And some girls don't get pregnant at 16 when they mess around. But you might be living that way, you might find out that it's a hard way. Okay, you live wisely. Number three, the principle of a the way of a righteous person becomes more and more clear. Proverbs 15, the way of a righteous person becomes more and more clear. I found this to be true. And the longer I serve the Lord, the more clear everything becomes. Verse 19, Proverbs 15, 19, the way of a slothful man is in a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. That's the verse where it's like a mountain mounded up. And the way of a righteous is made plain. Let's look at that's Proverbs 15, 19. That was that. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 4. Love these verses. See, the longer you live righteous, the more things become clear because you're coming out of darkness. It's still kind of dark where you are, maybe. The longer you live righteous, the more clear life becomes. The longer you're a Christian, the more you see clearly. The longer you're serving the Lord and the longer you're in sin, the longer it takes for you to see clearly and the more darkness you're in. Proverbs 4, verse 18, but the path of the just is a shining light and shineth more and more into the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness, and they know not at what they stumble. Oh, that verse is so true. Wicked people have no idea why they're in the trouble, and people who are righteous are going, you don't know? You don't know why you don't know why that happened to you? You think you're unlucky? You think you're unlucky? Are you serious? Why? Because they're in darkness. They don't see why they're in their mess. Why? They're in darkness. They don't know what they stumble at. The path of the just, it shines more and more, and everything becomes more and more clear. Proverbs 14. Can I just give a word of testimony? Glory to God. God did this. There, without exception, when I first started serving the Lord, everyone in my family mocked me and said I was a nut. And they did it. They talked among each other. I just was around cousins, and my cousins said some things, not at all negative, just had told me they were talking about me for a long time with my other cousins, brothers and sisters of their cousins. Every time I go down there, they're more messed up. And they all look up to me. I'm the youngest, by the way. I'm the stepchild, by the way. I'm the only one from my dad. I'm the youngest. I had the worst start. Every one of them is in mess. I can't tell you it all. My wife went down there with me. We spent time with my mom asked to spend time with us. And my mom is completely relying on me at this point in her life now. And tell me very clearly why. Not because I'm so great, but because God's word works. And it becomes very clear pretty soon what was right. Now you got to give it some time. You got to stay on the right path. And God showed that. And it shows wisdom is justified of our children. And God is so good. His word works so good. What verse were we at? Let's look at Proverbs 14 and verse 6. The way of a righteous person, I'm not that righteous, but God's word works. Proverbs 14, verse 6, a scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not. But knowledge is easy to him that understandeth. Pretty simple. I'm not going to turn into Daniel, but Daniel 2:21 says he giveth wisdom to the wise. Why? Because those who stay on the right path, those who make wise decisions, God says, you're pretty wise. Let me give you some more wisdom since you've been faithful with the wisdom I gave you. Those who are foolish, God gives them the wisdom. They know what they should do. They do not do it. Guess what? They want wisdom two steps away. God hasn't given them any more wisdom than what he already gave them. They reject that wisdom. So they're sitting there saying, well, I know I just can't do that, but tell me what else to do. And God says, I'm not giving you any wisdom. It's going to be very hard for you to figure out what to do. You're going to be in confusion because you're not doing what I've told you and showed you already. You know what you should be doing. Start with that, and then I give wisdom to wise people. Those who've taken what I've given them and they're faithful and least, I give them much. And this verse says that very clearly. It says there in Proverbs 14:6, knowledge is easy to him that understandeth. And so we see that. And so the way of a righteous person becomes more and more clear. Number four, look to the Lord for guidance. Look to the Lord for guidance. Amen? Amen. Proverbs 3, these are famous verses. In verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. You know, the godly, wise people that I know, that I look up to so much, did you know they don't think they're wise? They just say, boy, the Bible works. The Bible works. Lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge God. He shall direct thy path. That's God's promise. First of all, look to him. Say, Lord, I need your wisdom. Now, this seems like the good idea to me, Lord. Or this, I don't know what to do. Or whatever. You say, Lord, I'm looking to you in every case. I need your wisdom in this. I had to stop today. I was just in, you know, they have those days where it's not do this project and work on that for hours and do this. It's one of these days. Days like that was my day today. It was just when I have days like that, I am ready to go. I want to get to it. And the way my day just felt really weird today, and I didn't get to really spend any time in prayer in the morning. And I just started jumping the projects, and I stopped, and I just had to pry myself and say, you know what? I need to spend some time in prayer before I do all this. And that's hard for me. Once I start something, I'm very bad at being interrupted. It drives me crazy. And I was in the prayer closet over there, and I just pried myself and said, you're going to go spend some time in prayer. Man, that was hard. But I knew that my knowledge and my efforts were not going to be enough to get what I needed done. I needed God's wisdom. I don't want to rely on my own abilities or anything else. I need God in my life. I'm a mess when the Lord doesn't bless. I just am. I need God. So I don't want to rely on me. I'm gonna look to God, and he shall direct thy path. I want to say, let him lead you, and you'll have good leadership. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me beside the still waters. The way to go is in letting God be your shepherd and leading you through life instead of you trying your own way and doing that. There's an assurance and a safety in following the will of God. Let me take it to Psalm 32. There's an assurance. There's a safety in life. When you look to the Lord for guidance in life, the way becomes clear. God guides you well. And watch just the security of these verses. They're just verses of assurance in when God is leading you on his path. Psalm 32, verse 7. Thou art my hiding place and shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. God's going to lead us. Psalm 48. And Psalm 48 and verse 14. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide unto death. Isn't that beautiful? Amen? Amen. Psalm 73. There's just an assurance in the life guided by God. It's a lot. Can I just tell you? You might think you know what you're doing. You don't know. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You'll find a life guided by God is such a secure life. Psalm 73 and verse 23. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou holdest me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me up to glory. So it says right there that God is holding our hand and leading us. So it's secure, it's safe. Look to the Lord for guidance in your life, and you will find a clear, we can know the path to go on in life. Let me take it to just a couple more verses, Psalm 37. And last thing I want to say here, it's not a point. We said, number one, we can know the path to go on by prayer. True wisdom is often the director that God gives to guide us. The way of a righteous person becomes more and more clear, and look to the Lord for guidance. But I want to say in all this, just how God leads. This is a whole sermon, and I'm going to read two verses and just explain to you in 3 minutes a whole sermon, hopefully. Psalm 37:7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him that prospereth in the way, because of the man who bringeth evil devices to pass. Psalm chapter 40. And verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He put a new song in my mouth and everything's good. God promises to guide you. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct thy path. If any lack you wisdom, ask of God, it shall be given him. He will guide me with his eye. God promises this. But I want to say this. In God's guidance, which is different from man, your boss will just tell you what to do whenever. God lives and he makes us live by faith. The just shall live by faith. So God is going to guide me. He does not say he's going to guide me early. And therein is many people's problem. Because they're getting like this and they're saying, okay, God, I need your guidance. I need your guidance before I get to the end of that cliff. I need to know which way to turn. I need your guidance, God. And they hear absolutely nothing. And you know what they do? They stop. They go some other direction because they know this cliff's coming up and they're going to fall off the cliff. They keep going that way. That's not what you do. You rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. What do? You say, Lord, I need you to guide me. And Lord, I know you promised you would. Not worried at all. I trust you. Whenever you're ready, the cliff's right there. I know we need a decision pretty soon. I'm going to wait for you. And God says, stop. Whew. Turn left. But it says you rest in the Lord and wait patiently. You say, getting pretty late here, Lord, but you know what? You've always come through in time. I trust you. I'm going to follow your path. You give me direction. I'll go the direction you said. I'll wait patiently until you get there. And that waiting patiently and resting thing makes many people disobey. Because they cannot wait. And because God is making them see if they'll continue in faith walking when they say, but there's danger there and I got to know. Stop. But they can't keep doing that. They will go their own way because they say, I would have fallen off that cliff if I would have kept on going. I would have fallen off the platform. But God knows where you're going. He knows what to do. And he knows. And you say, the Lord is going to guide me. I'm resting in him. He said he'd guide me. I sure need an answer soon, Lord. That's fine. Tell him that. But you stay obedient and you trust him enough to obey and keep on doing what he says until he gives the next answer. That is faith, and that is letting God guide your path. And when you get here, you'll say, oh, why didn't I see? That was so obvious I was going to do that. Of course he wanted me to turn left here. Obviously, I didn't see it. God, why? God didn't reveal it to you. He's going to guide your path. He says he will. He's your shepherd, but he may take you through the valley of the shadow of death. But you don't fear any evil, even if he's going to take you there. Why? Because you know who God is. And you say, I'm going to wait patiently. I'm just going to obey. I'm going to trust him and rest in him. And you know, when you do that, you'll find God, though maybe not early all the time, sometimes early, but not early all the time, but God will guide your life and you know where to go and what to do, and you're not living in confusion and stress and worry and falling apart. That's not what God intends. He intends to guide us as our shepherd. Let's pray. Lord, thank you we can know the right path, Father. Thank you that there's a lot of verses that teach us that. Thank you so many prayers and verses told us that you would guide us clearly and that we can know where we're going in life. We don't have to walk around in this confused state of hopelessness. And now sometimes we're living by faith and wondering what's going to happen, but at the same time we're resting. Saying, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know that you can take care of it. And may we live like that. May we love you, Lord, and trust you. And may we live principled lives by the book of Proverbs. May we live wisely, of course. May we be righteous. And may we look to you, Father, and pray for wisdom. And let us just rest that you're going to guide us. The shepherd always takes care of the sheep. He always guides him, even if guiding is staying still in a field. Lord, we need this. We need these truths, Lord. We need to live this way. Please, Lord, help us to do so. We ask you for your help in this, in Jesus' name. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Before we finish, before we do anything else,